What's up, friends and listeners from all across the globe? It's Pedro Luna from the Yogi Show podcast checking in with you on a midweek bonus episode. Yogi Brian and I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting with DJ Taz Rashid. We picked his brain and he is giving us 5 secrets on how you, yoga teacher, can build a killer playlist. How to keep them moving, grooving, and all the way into Savasana. So here we go. We're also celebrating his amazing track, Gold Flow, which has hit 1.2 million streams on Spotify. And we're bringing to you an awesome collaboration on the Gold Flow Challenge. Are you ready? Strap up. Let's go. All right, welcome to the show, Mr. DJ Taz Rashid. Welcome back to the show, T-Dog. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's an evening here in Chicago. Excited to be back on the show with you guys.
Back on the show, Yogi Brian, what up?
What is up? DJ Taz Rashid on the show again. And I feel like we're just more bros now since like we use your music every show. We're chatting all the time.
Every
like
show.
You're my
bro.
Bro
level is up to 11.
I mean, we were bros last time, but I mean, we're really bros.
It's up
now.
To 11, guys. It's up
for
to 11.
Sure. we are turning it up to 11 on this show tonight. And, you know, we are so excited to have you on the show. We've been using your music. So listeners out there, all the music that you've been hearing on the show is from Mr. DJ Taz Rashid. We are grateful for this partnership to work with you and excited to bring you 5 secrets to build a killer yoga playlist on this show and celebrate Gold Flow. Gold Flow, man. That song is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's just, I think I released it like 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago. And just this month, it just passed 1.2 million listens on Spotify. So I was just like, you know what? I was like, yeah, this feels good. Wow, yoga track getting so many listens. I want to do a remix album of this. So that's what we're kind of celebrating a little bit today. I'm going to be celebrating some, like I said, some killer playlist, you know, skills, how to make a really smooth flow for your yoga practice. We're going to go through that. And I want to talk about this Gold Flow challenge that we have going on for all our listeners out there.
I love it, man. I love it, man. So on the remix album, so is this your first remix album?
This is my first. Yeah, this is my first remix album. I'm
congratulations,
so excited for it,
man.
And all the,
you know, Yogi Brian, are you one of the producers? Are you on it, Yogi Brian? You know, Yogi Brian used to do rap, right? Like, did he get invited?
You feature him on the second album. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Second track.
I sent my mixtape to DJ Taz Rashid. He did not open it up at all. I said, hey, here's an MP3. He's like, cool, I'll listen to it tomorrow.
Busted.
Never happened.
Busted. Yeah, you got me, Yogi Brian. I've been on the road and changing diapers.
It's all
and,
good. It's all good.
You caught me. In, yeah.
One day, Brian didn't know I was going to bust that out. One day, we are going to get you. We are going to get one of Yogi Brian's old tracks on this show. Gosh. You guys, we're dripping on that right now.
Brian's like, I put a cookie on that shit. You did not open it. I'm like,
don't open it. Just delete it, man. Just delete it. I don't know what I was thinking. Just swipe left, hit the red button.
Swipe left.
No.
Oh man.
But we're celebrating Gold Flow. You've collaborated with 12 producers that have remixed this album, and we're excited to talk about it today and talk about the challenge. But first, drop us some knowledge for those yoga teachers out there that are looking to build these killer playlists, because your playlists are amazing on Spotify, your playlist of the month. I always use it in my classes.
Thank you.
Give us the first tip. Give us all the right, first cool. lowdown.
We'll
the first tip
these.
For
they,
a teacher.
They get juicier as we build them. First one is, I think this is so important, is start with a grounded meditative track. I don't care what kind of yoga practice you have. Almost everybody usually says, hey, everyone, let's get grounded. But a lot of times people don't know what kind of music to play in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Find a track. Mm-hmm. I always say in my workshops, it's like, you know, our life, it's like an etch-a-sketch in a sense, where it's like all day we're working, doing stuff, like, you know, you're getting to the class, like it's like we're busy, you know, in beta mode, you know, our brainwave. In the beginning, it's like shake that etch-a-sketch up, start from new. It's like you start grounded, start taking them on a journey. So a meditative track, an ambient track, the word drone, like a drone. It's not the thing that's flying around, dropping your Amazon packages off. A drone is like a very relaxed meditative, sometimes even just like one or two notes for like the whole track. It's supposed to like be a more of an inward kind of experience to start off, and then you take them on a journey. So start with a grounded meditative track, number one.
Love it.
Okay, number two, tempo of the music. All right, this is like your BPM in the DJ world. That stands for like beats per minute. A lot of people may be aware of that, but it is so important to start understanding tempo in music, because every song, even if there's not a drum beat in there, has some sort of a tempo rhythm. And people aren't really sometimes aware or paying attention to the tempo of a song that they're selecting, because it's just kind of happening in the background. Learn to pay attention to it so you can start building into your practice, so the music starts working like a tool rather than just like a filler. You know, you want it to, you know, really help elevate your experience and not kind of like get in the way and just be like distracting. Sometimes like music can be distracting in a class if it's not placed properly. So learn tempo of the music.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. And I feel that so much. Like when I put on tracks, like it's there to really enhance the experience. I can think back to some classes when I looked at old playlists from like 3 years ago. And I looked at, I was like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, what was I thinking? But then you become a little bit more aware, and then you know, like, oh, like I probably not going to, I shouldn't play those songs at that point, or like these loud, you know, like just like trance tracks. I'm like, what the hell?
Absolutely.
But now it's like, you know, once you know, and then you get into the groove, you can feel the energy of the room. I like to curtail the music to the energy of the room. So really, like you're saying, it depends on where you're at in the flow with what you're playing. And that makes a huge difference.
Right?
You know, that really makes it creates a better experience.
100%. When I was some of my first classes I taught, one of my fellow yoga teacher trainees, classmates told me like, hey, like I felt like I was in Tron during Shavasana. And I don't want to be in Tron during Shavasana. Yeah. Like, that's good feedback. I need more chill music.
Exactly. And that actually goes into number three, which is find that beat, you know, because once you know the tempo and you can kind of follow like different like BPM as far as like what tempo the song is at. If you can learn to start finding that beat, you can actually teach to the beat and breath sequencing. So as you're cueing, you know, every teacher is, you're cueing breath at some point, you know, especially vinyasa flow and any kind of flow practice, you're cueing like breathe in, breathe out. But if you can find that beat of the song, that's when you start becoming really a powerful teacher with your music, because then you're cueing and you're actually using the music to assist your cueing, and your students will start actually flowing with the music more organically. So if you can find like that kick, that breathe in, two, three, four, breathe out, two. Can you guys hear that little? I'm actually
slapping my cheek
right there. You can hear that.
DJ Taz Rashid's hypnotizing us on air, ladies and gentlemen.
If you can
throw some suggestions in here, I'm gonna be taking.
It's my ass cheek right there. I'm just kidding. So if you can find that beat, and you cue them, this is something I specialize in, working with a lot of different teachers. And oh my god, then everybody's like starts breathing together. You know,
together.
And
we've all
experienced that. If you're a teacher out there listening, you know that magic moment when like everybody in the class is breathing together to the beat of the music and you're flowing and it feels like this giant, like, it's like an orgasmic experience that's like organically, it's like an orgy of sound and breath, and it's like a yummy, juicy experience, you know? And it doesn't always happen, but here's a cool thing. If you practice and you can find that beat, and you can cue to the beat, it can happen. That feeling of everyone moving and flowing together and breathing together with the music, boom. It's like, it's magic time.
Absolutely. And when you use like, oh, let's talk about GoFlow for a second. You know, I like to put that in, you know, like maybe like 15, 20 minutes into like a practice, you know, and it's like, it's right on pace with like where I'm flowing and where, how it's going. And it just, I just feel so good, man. And like inspiration drive. We talked about that in the last show that you were on when we talked about breathing to inspiration drive in the beat. Oh my, like when you told us that on the last show, there's some nuggets in that episode 5, people, so shameless plug for ourselves, go back and listen to that episode. There really was some good nuggets in there about, you know, finding that rhythm and that cadence. So, I mean, obviously you're getting the secrets now for like building the play, like killer playlist now, but there's some really gems in that episode. And since you told me that 3 months ago or whatever, I've used that and I felt that when I put that song on and like other songs, and it's really helped me like with pacing too, like totally, you know? Totally. Where would you put GoFlow in a flow? If you were teaching Taz, where would GoFlow go?
You know, GoFlow is like 70 BPM, okay? And I've seen that. Like, it works really well as like a track 3, in my opinion. Track 1 could be like a meditative grounding track for like 3 to 5 minutes. Track 2's like, you know, cat cow, you know, standing forward bends. Maybe you're starting to move a little bit. That's like a 65, 68 BPM, and then GoFlow is a 70 BPM starting your build sequence or like into your build sequence. Yep. So it's like, you know, when I created the track, like I didn't realize it would become so popular, but when now I see it, you know, at 70 BPM and there's this like space for people to be able to breathe and flow. That's why it works. You know, that's why people, it's like an easy track to flow to.
That's my go-to Sun A flow.
There you go, exactly.
Free flow. I throw it in, go flow, Sun A, let them free flow 3 rounds, 1 breath per movement. Get it, baby.
Get it. Got it good, man. So 1.2 million, we're celebrating that song. So Taz, before we get to number 4, tell us about the GoFlow Challenge and how awesome it is and what these people are going to get free GoFlow music right to you.
Well, first of all, I want to say a thank you to you guys for partnering with me on this and helping me with this challenge. I don't really do a lot of, you know, challenges on Instagram and things like that. So I really appreciate the connection here. Amen. And I feel like this family growing and I feel that support and love. So absolutely. Thank you. First of all, both of you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. So GoFlow Challenge, what is it? Basically, it's super simple. We want to create the awareness of music and video and yoga. Okay. That's the main idea. And so basically this whole album, there's 12 tracks, this remix album that's coming out November 12th. Okay. It's the GoFlow remix album. There's 12 tracks. I am giving it away absolutely free. There's going to be a link that's going to be provided through the show notes here that you guys are going to get out there. So people can just click on that. You get all the music for free. And all you have to do is create like a 1 minute video of you doing yoga or some sort of mindful practice and just use any of the one tracks from the album and then upload it to like Instagram or YouTube and just tag us. And we're going to give away a bunch of free stuff from merchandise.
We are.
We can talk about that, custom mixes, which is like huge. We can talk more about that, but it's basically like get the free music, make an awesome video of yourself doing some yoga, add the music and then upload it and boom.
Boom. You're good. And the key is you get the music. You get all 12 of the GoFlow tracks. So absolutely right into your inbox. So the links will be all living on theyogishow.com. You can go back over to the show notes here on this episode to reveal just entering your email and then getting all the information, how to do it and getting the tracks first and foremost. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. You know, I'm feeling really good about that. Brian, are you feeling good about that, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm already brainstorming flow ideas and videos.
I can't wait to see Yogi Brian's.
What you're saying is actually cool is because I had this concept, you know, like this idea of like, what is a gold flow? You know, gold, like what is it? And I was thinking like, it's like everyone has some sort of like maybe a special flow that you do, or this is like your awesome, like cool flow. Like this is your gold flow. Like, so it's like, it'd be cool if people just create like a unique flow and that becomes your unique gold flow. And that's like the whole idea of the gold flow challenge. You know, it's like I'm excited for it. And I'm excited to see what people do. It's like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm excited about is Randy.
Oh man.
Randy might be a gold
Randy's,
flow.
Yeah. Randy's got to do
it. He hates yoga, but he might. I know Phil's going to do it, but Randy may He does love your music. I'm friends with him.
You guys got to go check out Namaste AF on Instagram, and you'll know if you know, you know, but you'll know all about Randy and Ed, the biker guru, and also Phil, the new yogi with his socks. Phil. So we just love bringing the humor and the lightness to the yoga world. That's what Brian and I's mission is, to, you know, share the gift of yoga with the world with a touch of humor, yoga, mindfulness, and gratitude. And this has been so fun, and being able to just, you know, be here and connect with so many, and now connecting more on the gram with a song and a collaboration. We're super excited. And, you know, this is great, Taz. So thank you so much. So hit us with number four, Taz. These yoga teachers out there want to know. Killer playlist number four.
Number four is a juicy one. Okay, guys. Okay. So here's number four. This could literally change how you do everything with your playlist. So I don't care if you use Spotify or Apple Music or Google Play or Amazon or whatever. There's like some Tidal. I don't know. There's so many different music platforms out there. Okay. So building categories and playlists and folders. So building folders. Okay. This is something that's huge. All right. So the word is not just playlists. It's the word is folders. You can do this on Spotify and Apple Music in your desktop or a laptop. So this is very important. You can't create this on your phone, but it'll show up on your phone once you create a folder in your desktop or laptop. And what you do is you start categorizing your playlists so you have more control over your playlists and organization. So you can create a folder that says like my yoga music or something like that. And in that folder, you start building playlists and categorizing them in sections, okay? I'm going to give you guys just very little information here because I go into this into my workshop when I share more in depth about these different sections. But in that folder, you create different playlists like your opening music, your build music, your peak music, your floor exercise music, your core work music, your Shavasana music. So what happens is when you have those tracks that are good for like your opening or your build, you drag them and you put them in your opening playlist. And then you drag and find tracks and put them in your build. So over time, you have all these tracks that you've vetted and that you've, you know, found that works for your like Shavasana or floor, and those lists, those playlists start growing. So what happens is when it's time for you to make a playlist, you just come to these playlists that you've created and you just drag and drop when you create new ones. They're already organized for you, ready to go.
Instead of starting from zero, because then it's like a giant monster to like create from nothing, but you already have all the buckets. Love it, man. Exactly.
I love that. I go more in depth
in there with a lot of information on my workshops, but for this call, we'll stick with that now. Yeah. And
it's great. No, that's super absolutely helpful. That's super
number
helpful.
Five secret is something that's super simple, and most of you out there are using Spotify, so this really goes with it. It is the DJ crossfade option setting, and if you're not familiar. It's not called.
I'm a Spotify guy. I don't know anything about this.
It's not, the word DJ is not in there, but it's kind of like a DJ experience. So if you go under settings, and you can do this with your phone, if you go under settings, there's actually an audio playback option, and then there's a crossfade feature, and it goes from.
I'm literally doing this right now.
Yeah, doing it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Why
didn't you tell me this shit earlier?
Come on, man.
I got to get you on a podcast. Tell me.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
we're friends.
On your podcast. Like, exactly. You got to tune in. So you go to settings. Yeah. You go to playback.
And it's
right there. It says crossfade. You can go from 0 seconds all the way up to 12 seconds. I have mine set to 9 seconds right now, but you can set it to anywhere between, I would recommend like 4 to 8 seconds. You play with it. But what happens is that it just does that. It does just that. It crossfades from one song to another. So you don't have like a weird like gap in the middle or like the song ends and you another song. It creates more of like a mix.
I had that happen tonight. I had that happen tonight where like ended 10 seconds before and there was dead air for 10 seconds. I was like, okay, this is awkward. Okay, great.
Yeah. And then also hit, you could also hit the gapless playback. So it like, you know, there's that weird gap doesn't happen. But there's that, nice. That settings, a lot of times people don't look at that option under playback. So go there, and this just creates more smoother transitions between the songs.
I love
so
it.
Play around with that, folks. It's going to be a smoother playlist this way.
Cool. I'm doing it. I already did it. So I did it for 6 seconds. I'll see how that goes.
That's good.
Stay tuned.
6 is good.
Stay tuned.
Try that.
Well, thanks for the killer. Thank you for the killer tips. 5 killer tips, my friends, for how to build a playlist.
I had one bonus tip, if I could just share. One bonus tip is the shameless plug. Ha ha ha. But bonus tip is put some DJ Taz Rashid tracks in your playlist. Ha ha.
And
you can start with this giveaway, because we're giving these tracks away. So these tracks, like, yeah, these are my tracks, but these are all remixes, meaning like they are like 12 different producers, artists. There's like reggae versions of Gold Flow. There's chill trap style. There's a house version. There's singer songwriters. There's so much going on. It's like just some really, really great musicians.
Give us some names.
Like, we have Soul Rising, Momentology Music.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Equanimous, Jesse Blake, Scott Nice. We've got Songs of Eden from Sweden. We got Shrikala, Ali Embry,
nice, dude.
And we have Zen That Beat. And so it just keeps going. Let's see who else. Yeah, there's a lot of. Let's see here. Yeah, amazing friends.
I knew a bunch of those names that you named.
Mr. Malone, so. He's another one.
Mr. Malone, yeah. That's the hip-hop one, eh? That's going to be hip-hop?
No, the hip-hop, I guess there's not really like a hip-hop one. The Shriekala one would be a hip-hop.
The Shree one, yeah. Dude, this is going to be great. I'm super looking forward to hearing that. The remix album. You better
Absolutely.
Send me the link as soon as this call is over.
It's coming to you.
So I can check it out. And check it out. So all of the information will live back on theyogishow.com for the show notes. All the links are going to be below wherever you're looking, wherever you're streaming. Please click the link, hit it, check it out. Join the challenge. It's going to be super fun. Opportunities to win gear from The Yogi Show podcast, DJ Taz Rashid, signed merch, custom playlist just built for you by Mr. DJ Taz for your eyes only. And you can share it with whoever you want. But it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Brian,
I'm stoked for this. I am stoked for this. I have a T-Rex hat. And I just know, like, I'm going to put a song to him and put the Go Flow song to it. DJ Taz Rashid's been on my playlist before I even knew DJ Taz Rashid back in the day. Inspiration Drive, Go Flow. And now, you know, he's got this challenge. So
I love you guys.
I'm jacked up.
We got it, man. All right, brothers. Well, it's been a pleasure. Make sure you use those tips for your playlist. Replay this episode. Jot the tips down if you didn't the first time. Join the challenge. It's going to be amazing. And we look forward to putting out another episode soon. Taz, you're going to be on season 2. This is just a bonus episode.
Wait.
You're coming back
for
the next season.
Yeah, maybe we'll go deeper into these breakdowns of these skills.
We're going to go deep. Well, yeah, and the experiences, man. It sounds
beautiful.
Great.
Love
it sounds
you
great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Unless it's on the show,
like, invite me back and maybe I'll teach you a few other things. It's like, what? This for that?
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right, brother, we're gonna sign off for tonight, and we will see you on the other side, my friends. Namaste.
Namaste.
And there you have it, my friends. 5 secrets on how to build a killer yoga playlist for all you yoga teachers out there. And if you're not a teacher, it's all good. You can still make some good music and you learn some cool stuff. And now, who is joining the Gold Flow Challenge with us? Are you going to join Yogi, Brian, and I? Because it's going to be super fun. Head over to theyogishow.com where you can check out the show notes from this episode. All the links are below. Wherever you're streaming this right now, there'll be a link below right now that you can click on to opt in with the email and get all the information on how to join the challenge. We hope to see your videos. We can't wait to watch them. We're going to share some of them on our pages, Yogi Memes, Namaste AF, DJ Taz Rashid, Yogi Show Podcast. If you want to be insta-fame, join the Gold Flow Challenge. We will see you soon, my friends. Namaste.